Good evening. You're watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. The government extends the job protection scheme. According to plans from July on, companies that are working in the agriculture sector will pay less allowances after employing workers. The job protection scheme has started in the beginning of 2013. Since then, it helped to employ 800,000 people, according to figures of the government, and greatly contributed to a nearly 7% decline in unemployment.
Around 1,500 workers could keep their jobs thanks to the government's job protection action plan in this factory in Jászberény in northern Hungary. Many of them are just starting their careers. I urgently needed this job. We'd like to move with my boyfriend, but if we rent a flat, both of us need a secure job, said this factory worker. In the past 2 years, 100,000 businesses recourse the job protection tax benefit after 800,000 workers. The aim of the program is that businesses pay less or no tax after certain workers they employ in this scheme. For example, those under 25, over 55, unskilled, long-term unemployed, or women after maternity leave. Since the beginning of the program, more than 240 billion forints remained at enterprises. And would extend the job protection scheme to companies in the agriculture sector too. Zoltán Pankucsi, Deputy State Secretary for Taxation and Financial Affairs, said on Public Media News Channel M1 that in the agriculture sector, companies could apply for allowance benefits for employees between the ages of 25 and 55. This applies for people working in crop production, farm machinery operators, and maintenance also. Of course, we are expecting to whiten the agriculture sector. A lot of people are working now, but mostly in an illegal manner. We also expect that the number of employees will increase, so obviously the contribution to the GDP will also increase in this sector, said the Deputy State Secretary. Farmers say the extension of the job protection scheme will be for the benefit of the agriculture sector. In this sector, we did not really receive extensive tax benefits. Therefore, this will be a very big advantage now, because we can employ more people, said this farmer. According to preliminary calculations, this reform would affect 30 to 35,000 workers, and almost 6 billion forints may remain at businesses in the agriculture sector.
A Hungarian foundation from Miskolc brought donations to Hungarian families living in bed access in Ukraine. They helped each family with 10,000 forints. The inflation rate was 46% in March, so all prices increased 1.5 times.
Month after month, people's monies worth less and less in Ukraine. The hryvnia is continuously depreciating. Now an average salary is worth less than 100 euros. Tibor Szabó and his wife have to make it through a month from that amount. I receive 1,900 hryvnia, and my wife gets around 1,000. Half of it goes to medicine, says Tibor Szabó. And the prices just keep rising. From April on, electricity will be 50% more expensive, and the price of natural gas 3.5 times more. Transcarpathians, apart from the stabilization of the economy, desire for peace in the country. It would be necessary to finally have peace in Ukraine, to finally end this terrible war, this terrible invasion of the Russians to Ukraine, since it is the primary source of all this, all the problems, said the director of a secondary school. On Friday, three civil organizations from Miskolc in Hungary brought donations for needy families living in Beregszász. Among them, there were entrepreneurs, foundations, and individuals as well. I hope that we can support our Hungarian brethren in their difficult lives these days, said the president of the foundation. According to the mayor of Beregszász, many are in need. Therefore, they are grateful for all kinds of support. I ask everyone if they want to help the Transcarpathian Hungarians or any settlements in Transcarpathia to donate money, as people need it the most, said the mayor of Beregszász.
Nem csak az ukránoktól, hanem az egész világ
Prime Minister Viktor Orban said in a radio interview on Friday that in Ukraine there is a huge inflation and depreciation of money, which questions the meaning of work as well. So the help of the whole world is needed.
Ezért mi úgy döntöttük, hogy meg kell segíteni az ott élő magyar gyerekeket.
We have decided that we have to help the local Hungarian children through NGOs. We are providing them the different resources to make sure they eat properly, as hunger is knocking on the door there. We provide an opportunity to teachers as well, to earn more money, and we will support the Hungarian community, said the Prime Minister. Viktor Orban has asked the Hungarian cities to support a Transcarpathian Hungarian community any way they can. He said, we all have to help Hungarians living in Transcarpathia because they are an equal part of the Hungarian nation.
LNP will continue to assist fundraising in the Transcarpathian children's homes. Norbert Falusi, LNP spokesman, said they wish to help with food, clothing and educational tools. They are collecting the donations at the party's offices.
The LNP party feels the responsibility to care for and support the Hungarian community of Transcarpathia in these times of need and great losses.
A flash mob reciting poems spontaneously and a memorial walk. This is how people remember the Day of Hungarian Poetry nationwide. We celebrate it since 1946 every year on the 11th of April on the birth anniversary of Attila József. Literary and artistic events held since the 1960s on this day.
Children started to recite poems of the greatest Hungarian poets spontaneously in Esztergom. The kids prepared for this special flash mob for weeks. We remind the city and the whole country that this is the day of the Hungarian poetry, something to remember every year, says this student. In Eger, pupils from 15 preliminary schools were reciting poems all day. In Gödöllő, the poem Lullaby by Attila József was performed. It's a special one for the people in Gödöllő, since the poet wrote it for a child living in this town, Balázs Gellért, of whom a statue was also inaugurated on the Day of the Hungarian Poetry. In Budapest, a tour went to all the streets where Attila József was born and lived for 15 years with his family. The central celebration continued in Gát Street, where the poet was born 110 years ago. The building is now a memorial site that was totally refurbished and opened on Saturday for visitors. At the opening ceremony, the Minister for Human Resources said that Attila József cannot be bound by political, social or any categories, because he does not belong anywhere, because he is at home everywhere.
A költészet lehetne egy legkisebb közös többszörös.
Poetry could be the common denominator if we pay attention to our great poets and we listen to them humbly. Our self-esteem and identity can strengthen in whatever community we socialized, said Zoltán Balogh. The Day of the Hungarian Poetry was also observed beyond the borders. In Nagykároly in Romania, poetry lovers could write their favorite lines in the pavement with chalk. In Nagyszalonta, plaques were placed on benches with poems in Hungarian, English and Romanian to celebrate literature.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.